Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and help begins.
I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, yesterday we started a discussion with the listeners. We had two or three people call in, and I asked this basic question. Would you like me to have people come in here and tell you their stories? You know, I've told everybody yesterday the reason I don't do that on a regular basis because it looks like it becomes a testimonial farm, like we're trying to sell you something or that we're trying to prove something that we don't really need to prove. Most of the people that work with me are already millionaires, and we do this because we want to give back and we want to help other people. We'd like you to get where you want to be. But yesterday, the unanimous decision was that most of the people that called up said, in fact, I think everybody called up said they'd like to see us bring some people on for them to talk to. Now, here's the deal. This is the trade-off. It doesn't do me any good to bring these people on and just have them tell you their story unless you interact. We need your comments. We need your questions. We need you to contact us and get involved with this. This needs to be a give-and-take situation because I could have anybody call up and tell you anything they want to tell you, but unless you question these people, unless you comment on what they're saying, you're not going to be able to get out of it what you need or what you want to hear from it. So today I'm going to bring on my first guest, and I'm going to try to bring maybe just one a week on. I don't want to turn this whole show into that type of a deal because this show is so much more than that. But just for those people yesterday that wanted to see someone or to listen to someone tell their story, I brought someone on today that I think is really a great connector. Connector with the fact that there are two different ways that you can live your life. You can live your life in the conventional format and go to school, get a job, save your money, put it in a 401k, or you can go a completely different direction. You can go out and start your own business and become rich. Now, interestingly enough, this gentleman did it at a very early age. He's only 26 years of age. He's already been real estate investing since he just got out of high school. And he has a very interesting story. And the story starts with his father asking him the question, son, I've saved up a few dollars for you for an education, but I'm going to offer you an alternative option. You can either take the money and go to school, or you can take the money and start some type of a business with it, and I hope you look into it, and you can grow and learn and make your way that way, whichever way you'd prefer to go. And this young gentleman decided that he was going to go on the business route. So he and his father looked around and decided they wanted to go find something for him to do. And I'm going to let him take up the story from that point right on now that we've set it up for him. The gentleman I'd like to introduce you today is Mr. John Boriak. John, you with us today?
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
John, I want to give you a well-earned accolade. For those of you out there that don't know, John is not only 26 years old and already owns a couple apartment complexes. John won the Houston Apartment Association's Real Estate Investor of the Year Award for independent real estate owners. In other words, he's not a big conglomerate corporation. He's an independent guy that set up his business and runs his apartment complexes, and he won Investor of the Year. And in addition to that, which is unusual, this is got to be a record somewhere, he not only won the Independent Investor of the Year, one of his other properties won the Property of the Year. So two of his two properties both won awards. So, John, I congratulate you for a successful 2014. However, I heard today that they contacted you, and now they want to nominate you for the Texas Apartment Association Investor of the Year. Did I hear that right, or was that just buzz that wasn't real?
No, that's correct. I actually got an email just a couple hours ago from the Houston Apartment Association saying they would like to nominate me. So I'm very, very honored to have gotten that and very blessed by that.
Now, I know that you've already set a record of winning the the Apartment Association's awards at 26 years of age. If you won the Texas one by 26 years of age, it's just going to blow my mind. So let's start with the story back there where your dad, pick up where your dad was having this conversation with you about giving you an option to do something different than the average kid does. Tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like you said, we've come a long way, but really cool to think back of how the Lord kind of started us out. And like you said, my dad just came and provided an ulterior option to the traditional brick-and-mortar college scenario. So I took that, and we found Lifestyles Unlimited, I think, on the listening to you on the radio. We came to kind of the initial two-day class and were very impressed just by the fundamentals that seem to be taught and just the awesome fundamentals that real estate has and the avenue that I think, you know, we thought that would provide for us to be more or less a career or a long-term plan for me. It has. So we jumped right in. We bought in hook, line, and sinker, and we started out doing single-family houses. So we kind of dabbled in that first. And you got to remember, going into this, I was a kid fresh out of high school. I not only had no real estate experience, I had no business experience. I had no leadership skills. I had no accounting skills. You know, learned it all kind of from scratch and from Lifestyles and from the people there. And so by doing single-family, you know, for that first year, it kind of enabled me to learn the basics of the business, and we were making good money there and loved that business, so we went a little bit
Tell
bigger.
Us a little bit, before we go on, you know, sure. We haven't gone into this before. At the case study when you did your talk, you didn't really go into what you did for the single families. Tell us just briefly what you accomplished in single families. What kind of cash flow were you making on that? What kind of capital gains did you make on that?
Sure, yeah. So we bought those houses. This is kind of a testament to how awesome real estate is. We bought those houses, you know, before kind of the big drop in real estate prices, which happened around in 2008, 2009. We bought these houses in 2007 and 2008, and they right out of the box. And these are the houses that you know, were normally the after repaired value being $80,000 to $100,000 that we were buying for, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000. And these houses would cash flow $200, $300, up to $400 or $500 each, and which provided, you know, me a little bit of income, and the capital appreciation as well, or the capital gains. While we haven't sold, well, we actually just this year started selling some of these, and we're selling these properties that we bought for, you know, $80,000, $90,000 are now worth $135,000, $140,000, and I'm excited to start liquidating some more of these. As we go, we're probably a little behind the curve as far as selling some of these houses, but they've been awesome, little phenomenal investments. And you talk about no time. I mean, we've got 8 houses, and I literally probably spend two or three hours a month managing these 8 houses that are making us, you know, I'm trying to do quick math in my head here, probably $1,000 or $1,200 a month.
Wow. So what made you decide to change from houses over to apartments then?
Well, we you know, the natural flow that is taught at Lifestyles is to transition from the smaller scale of houses into apartments. And we saw, if I was going to want to do this full time and make more or less a career out of this or have my long-term plan in real estate, we needed to go bigger than just the single-family houses. And so while those are great, you know, investments and great experiences, and you can make a lot of money doing single-family houses, we saw more opportunity for long-term growth in the apartment industry, the multifamily side of things. So that's what made us kind of make that initial jump into a little 50-unit apartment complex.
Yeah, now that's interesting also, the first deal that you did, because what I teach, and I want everybody out here to know this, I'm just prefacing this, what I teach is don't work in your business, work on your business. Yeah. I don't want people buying these things and going in and managing them. But that wasn't what your dad had in mind. Your dad wanted you to go work in this business, to learn this business, almost like a on-site college education type of deal. Is that pretty much what it worked out to be?
Exactly. Yeah, we were outside the normal way of doing this, and that I was, you know, running in the business for a time to learn it. Because, like I said, I needed the experience. It was, you know, my Hard Knocks college education. That's where I really learned the business, was running those apartments and running those houses.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, John. When we come back, I hope people will get on the phone. Our number here is 866-945-6565. Folks, not very often you get to meet a 26-year-old millionaire.
We'll take a short break. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes. Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Walmsley. Del is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
With me today is the Houston Apartment Association Independent Real Estate Investor of the Year, a 26-year-old Mr. John Boriak. And John, I'm going to skip over the 50 unit that you worked in and got your education from, because I want to get to the deals that you won the awards for. But before we go to that, we do have a caller holding, so I'd like to get the caller in. But we're going to start with the one that you won the property award, I think was your first large deal you did. But before that, we've got Luke in San Francisco. Luke, how can we help you today?
So I just started listening to your program about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I've been kind of slammed at work lately. I haven't had a chance to get onto the Lifestyles Unlimited website and check it out. But I definitely wanted to give you a call while you were on the air today and just kind of pick your brain a bit. My wife and I, we purchased our first house back in 2012. And getting into real estate investing is something that's I've been particularly interested in. However, my wife is kind of a little more conservative and a little more fearful in the fact that she's afraid of, you know, having a second house to primarily just to rent from. So instead, I've had to actually take some of my own money that I make, you know, from selling odds and ends here on eBay and making money, and opened up an online brokerage account and started trading some stocks and stuff. But after I started listening to your show a few weeks ago, I definitely liked the idea of investing in something that actually pays you. I actually heard your golden goose story. And I was like, it's cool. I love the idea of actually investing in something that actually pays you every month instead of something that you just invest in, and then hopefully one day, you know, you'll be able to pull money out of it. But
big difference is between speculation and actually earning income. When you have earned income, you get it every month. You have something to spend. When you speculate, it goes up, goes down. Sometimes you hit some good ones, sometimes you don't. But you don't really have any money. I mean, it doesn't pay you. You need something to live off of. So what was your question then?
So my question is, I don't have a lot of money to begin with. You know, I just spoke to my wife actually a few hours ago and kind of just started reaching the subject of possibly doing real estate investment. But right now, as it sits right now, money that I've made, you know, I've only got like a few grand to even get started with, which isn't much, especially given that I live in in California, which kind of sucks. That being said, in your opinion, what would be the best way to get started? Like actually finding like a legit investment group and just making money that way? Because obviously I don't have enough money to score like, a, you know, 10%, let alone a 20% down payment on a regular.
Yeah, you're gonna have a difficulty in San Francisco buying anything with $2,000 bucks. I don't think you could buy the doormat that goes in front of the house.
I live an hour and a half away in Modesto, where real estate, you know, prices for like a 3-2 are probably around, you know, 150, 175, which is
That should work. That's a functional thing. I think you're gonna need to have around 10 or 15,000 saved up before you start. There's ways to use creative financing to be able to do this stuff. However, just overall, to get into this kind of a business, you need to have some liquid funds. You know, there's stuff that comes up you want to be able to pay on an ongoing basis that you need to have some liquid funds. So I would recommend you save up about 10 or 15 grand. If you want to do something, though, to make a major step towards it, then I would recommend you just sign up for our class and learn all the stuff you're going to need to know while you're saving that money up. And you might find a deal that's a great deal while you're saving. And you might partner on that deal with somebody. You follow what I'm saying? Or you might sell that deal to somebody else. Because if you've got that education, you know what you're looking for, then you can go out and find something. Even though you can't fund it yourself, you can quite honestly many times find somebody else to fund it with you. And if you listen to this story about John Boryak, I think you're going to see what I mean. It will show you what I'm talking about.
Awesome. Appreciate the information.
All right, Luke. Thanks for calling in. All right, John, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, so this gentleman doesn't have any money, but he wants to do some real estate. Let's talk about your first large deal. How many families helped you fund this first large deal?
Yeah, definitely. We had 12 families partner with us on this deal. You know, obviously, this was something too big for us to take down on our own. So we found 12 other families within Lifestyles that had similar education and training and wanted to do an apartment deal, and we bought this deal together.
So let's go through the numbers like you did the other night. Clarifying what you bought it for, how much you had to put down, and how you profited on this deal, both in the capital gains and on the cash flow.
So those 12 families, corporately, we all put in a total of $2.8 million. So that was our initial capital in this deal. Our purchase price for this deal, and by the way, this is 200 units, and it's a property about built in 1979, and we paid a total of $6.9 million for the purchase price, and then after closing costs and rehab to fix the place up very nice, we're all in at about $7.7 million. That's kind of our all-in price.
Okay.
So since then, we have been, that was in March of 2012 when we bought it. So after doing the rehab, we, I asked around all the other members of Lifestyles what's the best, you know, way to operate property with this problem, who's the best vendor for this issue. We got our best practices in place. We have improved the cash flow so much that the value of that property now has almost doubled to where it is about $14.5 or $14.7 million, you know, today or this year. If we were to go sell that today, that's about what the thing would sell for. So we have created about $7 million in increased value here with the capital gains, and that's if we were going to, you know, go sell it today. But in addition to that, from just the cash flow it's generated, from distributions that we have made to our investors in this deal, we have distributed almost $1.5 million in checks sent out to our investors. And remember, we only put in $2.8 million to begin with, so we've almost returned, or we've returned over half of our initial investment in this deal over the course of the last, whatever it's been, couple, 2.5 years.
Wow, that's unbelievable. How much did you raise the income to now?
Yeah, so when we bought the property, they were collecting about $120,000 a month. And we knew there was some room to improve the operations and raise some rent. And when we bought it, we originally thought we could probably get that income from $120,000 up to about $135,000. Well, it turns out we were able to do better than we thought, and the Houston apartment market has been really well. We are now collecting, it bounces between $165,000 and $170,000 a month. So about I'm not sure what that math is, 35-40% increase in the income.
That's an incredible story. We've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to go through more of the details on this particular deal and another deal that John's done. But let's think about this. John's made a set of partners, $7 million plus $1.5 million, $8.5 million on a total investment of $2.8 million. That's a 300+% return. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Del Walmsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. In 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
With me today is the Houston Apartment Association Independent Real Estate Investor of the Year, Mr. John Boryak. John, as we're talking about this in the last segment, yesterday when I had people call up and answer this question, do you want me to bring people on to discuss some of these deals? Because I'm always afraid, you know, you go out there and you start telling people about how great you've done, and then they think you're bragging instead of teaching and so forth. So there's always that little risk there. But, you know, everybody said, no, we'd like to know. But here was what was really interesting about the whole thing, is that the guy said, well, you know, it'd really be neat, interesting, if you could actually get somebody to tell the truth and tell the numbers. And what these guys don't understand, John, is that everything we do, everybody in our group tells the whole truth, nothing but the truth, and shares the numbers and takes you to the deal and shows you the deal and educates people with live deals. Now, they don't know that, John, okay? But to prove this to you, because I know you're a very private family, and so I'm asking a lot of you, but I know the facts behind the case. So I'm going to disclose for these people something and see if I'm close to being right. I think I spoke with your dad about it one time. Wasn't your dad's share in this profit somewhere around $800,000 of that $8 million bucks or something like that?
Oh, of the gain? Something like a 35% owner, so he gets about a third of the profits there.
So a third of $8 million. Man, what I'm trying to get to here, guys, is that the average person out there, John, has no idea how much money we make at Lifestyles. It's incomprehensible for them. You know, the guy wrote me the other day an email. He said, I make 11% of my stocks. I'm so sick and tired of you picking on stock people and calling it ignorant. I go, you know, and I wrote him back. I said, look, it's not ignorant to want to be middle class. To want to make 11% is a worthy goal for one's life. But these guys don't understand the kind of money we're making. And, you know, if you say to yourself, well, what did I do for my son to send him to college? Well, I got him a college degree, obviously. You know, I've now, you know, made him, locked him into suffrage of working for the rest of his life to own nothing, to make very little, and to earn 11% on his greatest goal in investments. And yet, what this has done for you is not only made your dad $800,000 or better, whatever one-third of $8 million is. I think it's got to be more than that. Man, let's see, one-third of it, three and eight, $2.4 million would be one-third of that. So if you make your dad $2.4 million, obviously he's got back everything he invested into you, but you've gotten this college education of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I don't think they're seeing here. They can't wrap their arms around it because it's just too unbelievable for them that people can do this. But I want to ask you this. How many people out there, not your age, but how many other people have you met at Lifestyles have done the very same thing?
Oh, at Lifestyles, you know, there's plenty. Well, there's a group of, just from the, I'm not as in tune with the single family side of the things. I know there's plenty of people over there. So there's, I don't know, how many, 10, 15 of us that do this, the multifamily business on a large scale where we put together deals and take investors and do deals with other families. And I'm, you know, I've learned and owe everything to all of them because I call them all the time, every day, because I'm leaning on them of who do you call for this problem and how do I fix this issue? And it's a very, you know, self-supporting group and absolutely invaluable. There's no way we could have gotten where we've gotten today without not this group that the Lord has blessed us with.
So your little mastermind group is composed of about 15 of these guys. Yeah. In reality, there's over 100 of these guys that are doing this. Yeah. And, you know, you figure out, you put 24 families. What did you put in this one? How many families in this one? I forgot. This was 12 families?
There's 12 families in this one.
Mm-hmm. And the next deal you did had 24 families. Am I correct?
Correct. Yes, sir.
So you've got 36 families that you're changing their life for them. Now, you think about that. You say, well, how many people are involved? Well, if you've got 100 people out there and each of them have 36 families, and some guys have over 100 families invested with them, think of the number of lives that you guys are changing, where you're getting them 300% return in 2 years compared to 11% return a year. It's just a crazy, crazy thing. Now, you talk about this young gentleman, Luke, who called up, and Luke's saying, I have no money. Well, obviously, you didn't have $2.8 million at 26 years of age right out of high school. So how did you raise $2.8 million?
Yeah, I mean, it's within the group. It's a matter of learning the fundamentals of the business that are so clearly taught at Lifestyles, and just being able to go and connect with real people. I'm not meeting people over email or on some kind of mass, you know, communication marketing thing. These are people that we go together to class with, and we shake hands with, and we eat lunch with, and we go out on road trips together and look at properties. And the Lifestyles group is a tight-knit group where we're able to network with these individuals and these families and realize, find people that have common goals and values that we do and will fit well with us, and just a natural forming partnership.
Now, have you taken out and given back, besides the case study? I know you've done a couple case studies, and I know you've done, this is the second time you've done a radio show with me. Have you done road trips? Have you given back, let people come out to your business and look at the inside of what you do?
Absolutely. I love doing that. I mean, like I said, I owe everything I have to the group at Lifestyles, and I'm anxious to kind of return that favor when it's my turn. And so, yeah, we've done two, three, four different road trips where we've taken people out to, you know, the property that won the awards, and also our more recent acquisition, and showing them, here's what we did on our rehab. Here's the everything from, you know, here's the roofing company we used, to here's the paint color we chose, here's the staff we used, here's the software we use. Anything and everything is open for questions.
Now, can you imagine this, folks? This is for those of you listening right now. If I were to go over here to Kroger's or Randall's or Safeway and say, look, I want to open a grocery store, what I'd like you to do is tell me everything about how you run yours, where you buy your stuff at, what you pay for your stuff, how you hire your employees, what you pay them, how you screen them, how you market stuff, how you, you know, face your shelves. And I just want to copy everything you do so I can start as successful as you are. Can you imagine out there, folks, any business being willing to do that? Yet for years at Lifestyles, that's what we've done. We take people so that once you start, you have all the knowledge that a pro has right from the beginning before you start. That's why the expectations are so high for every one of our students, and the failure rates are so low for so very few of our students. So, John, let's move on to the second deal. Tell us about the next deal you did.
Sure. Okay, so the next deal is Legends of Memorial. It is 160 units in a really prestigious area of town, but it was not a very nice property when we took over. It was a property that had been, used and abused by its previous mom-and-pop owner, who wasn't involved in a group like Lifestyles and really didn't know what he was doing as far as the maintenance and taking care of the property. So it was really run down, and it was a shame because it was in a really nice area of town with really high rents and just a really upscaling the town, but it was just an eyesore and needed a lot of work. And so we bought it right at 12 months ago, and have since just undergone a complete transformation of that property, where just about anything and everything that you can see has been replaced. And we've turned that from a horrible eyesore. We've done about almost $2 million worth of work to fix up that property and turn it into a really, really nice aesthetic, this, you know, urban, luxurious place to live that has an awesome location right off I-10, and where the rent levels we're able to achieve with this new rehab is beyond what we even had planned on. You know, to put it in perspective, when we bought the property, I think their market rents were on a square foot basis, so your rent per square foot of the apartment units were about 90 cents to a dollar per square foot, which is already pretty high, you know, compared to the general Houston market just because of location. After this rehab, our rents now are running about $1.30 to $1.40 a square foot. So, you know, a 40% increase again in the rent level that we'll be able to get with this new rehab. It's so fulfilling to be able to take something that was so ugly and so run down and turn it into a really beautiful property.
All right, we've got about 30, 40 seconds here before they're going to cut us off to a break. I'm going to give out the number again in case anybody would like to ask John questions. Our number here is 866-945-6565. When we come back from the break, John, I'm going to have you slam out the numbers, the down payment money, the rehab money, the all-in money, purchase price, and then let's talk about projections, where this thing's going to end up after you get it completed. For the rest of you, again, if you'd like to ask John some questions, our number here is
866-945-6565. We'll cover that when we come back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
John, before we get started here, I just want to tell everybody, look, guys, I need you to respond and tell me either by calling up right now and letting us know if you like this type of a segment in the show or not. If you don't have access to be able to call me right now, you can email me at askdel, that's one L, D-E-L, askdel, D-E-L, at luinc.com, luinc.com, askdel. And let me know what you think of this type of addition, this type of segment ad. Otherwise, my show is generally about me ranting on about life, and if you want this piece in there, you got to let me know that you do. All right, John, back to you now. Second property, Legends of Memorial. Tell us the numbers. People like to hear numbers all the time. They say, let's hear the truth.
Yeah, sure. So on this deal, it's 160 units, and we paid a total of a purchase price of $7 million for this deal. And we, if you include closing costs and the rehab that it took to do this, it was quite a bit of rehab. We're all in, total cost for us is right at $9 million. That's our all in on this deal. And again, it's a very, very good area. So we're proud to own that area. And it's for $54,000 per unit.
Now, let's talk about this $9 million. How much of it is equity that people paid in to get into the deal, and how much of it is loan?
Sure. So we put in our total capital invested in this deal, again, was 24 families. We got 24 families together, and we put in a total of $3.2 million. So we have that. Okay. $3.2 million kind of invested in this deal. We've now finished the rehab, the transition. So we've fixed up the property. We're now getting the high rents. We're working on filling it up with our new and improved clientele. We will be seeking this year, first part of this year, to get a new loan. We're going to refinance our loan on this deal because we've improved the value of the property from our operations. Now we want to refinance and get a new loan at that higher value. So we'll be able to pull some cash out of that deal. I believe we've improved the value by, you know, this is me projecting it, and we'll know more in a few months after we get our appraisals back. But I'm guessing that we've improved the value from you know, the $7 million that we bought it at up to about probably $10.5 or $11 million now. So, again, we're all in at $9 million. I believe we have an asset worth probably $10.5 million pretty easily right now. And then even after we pull that money out and they're able to distribute that increased value back to our investors, even after that, we should be able to generate cash flows of about $400,000 per year or so. So if you take that number and apply it towards our capital invested, that's about a 13% return.
Okay. I'm trying to do some quick math here. I'm trying to figure out what you're going to be able to pull out. And see, so it looks like you can get a loan of about $8.25 million. Mm-hmm. And you have to pay off that old loan.
Your old loan was about six point three, I think.
6.3. You're gonna have to pay off. So 8.25 minus 6.25. So you get about $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to pull back out about $2 million of the $3.2 million you put in. So 3.2 million divided by 2 million, and it didn't work at all. I don't know what happened. That never works on the radio, John. Divided by 2 million.
If you take the $2 million that we're going to pull out and divide it by the 3.2 that we have invested in it, you know what is that? 60% somewhere in there.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. So it's $3 million here, divided by 2.3. Is that what you're saying? No, 3.2. But I'm sorry, you got $2 million. And you divide that by the 3.2 million, and you end up with a bunch of zeros. Well, I can't do it on my phone while I'm doing this. It just didn't work out. But just some quick and real easy math in your head. If you're pulling out 2 mil and you put 3 mil in, you're getting about 60% of your money back. That's right. Without any calculator at all, just using normal human technique there. So you get about 60% of your money back, and how long you been in the deal?
Right at a year.
Okay, now that's tax-free, too, also, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, again, in this particular project, you've already got a 60% return the first year. Now, what are you projecting the second year? Do you have any other projections?
Once we get that refinance in place, I'm projecting that the ongoing cash flows from the operations will be about a 13% return, about $400,000 a year or so.
Okay. So what we're talking about here to create a comparison, now the last deal was just a phenomenal home run. This deal here is still a great deal, but less of that home run. But what we're saying is on this particular deal, it'd be like going out and buying a bond that paid you 13%, which is unheard of. You'd never get that. And then a year later, selling the bond at a 60% gain from what you paid for it. Uh-huh. So if you bought the bond for $100,000, you could get $160,000 in capital gain, 60% capital gain, along with the 13% cash flow on an annual basis. And so you put that together for the first year, you've got 13 and 60, you're going to have probably around 70-some, 73% return, and then 13% thereafter, unless you continue to raise the rents. Do you see potential to raise the rents or to control the costs anymore, or have you already pretty much brought this one up into a stabilized position that can't go any further?
No, I think there's still definitely going to be room. You know, once we fill the place up, we'll be able to play with rents more, and we'll be able to do things like maybe you charge more for a pool view or charge more for a downstairs unit, and you look at the tweak the income even a little bit more. We'll, of course, always find ways to cut expenses and find things for a better price. And then also the rents in Houston, just in the market, are slated to go up, you know, significantly again this year, just like they did last year. So we'll benefit from that as well.
Absolutely. Well, John, I want to thank you for coming on. We're coming to the end of the show here. I want to thank you very much for showing up, and I want to congratulate you again, not only for what you did last year, but the fact now that you've been nominated for the Texas Apartment Association Award, and we look forward to you winning that. And, of course, my greatest hope is that you win the National Apartment Award also, so I can go ahead and get up there with you and party with you, because we're taking a group of people up there for the National Apartment Association Awards this year, as we do every year.
But remember, it's not the money. It's a lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.